With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affect your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit www.dexcom.com/compatibility.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, covering the latest in consumer tech, all sorts of cool things from gadgets and gizmos to websites and just everything and anything having to do with technology. Our 28th year now covering the latest in tech. Delighted to have you with us. Even more delighted when you call in and participate on the program, not just to win the goodies that we have for you always from our various guests and sponsors and other friends of the show, but just delighted because your calls make the show, whether you're helping another listener with some added input from whatever we've answered for them. You can share your own experiences, or if you've got a question about anything involving tech, whatever the case, so many ways to participate. The easiest is still to pick up the phone and dial anytime 24/7 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686, or use the Into Tomorrow app, or hit that Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com. Job seekers, students, and career changers all around the world want to pursue roles related, of course, to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, otherwise known as STEM, across all kinds of different industries. But say they're not familiar with career options. Well, our next guest and her team are setting out to change just that. Delighted to always be joined by the Chief Impact Officer with IBM, Justina Nixon. Justina, welcome back into Tomorrow. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. And thank you for spending a few minutes with us again, because whenever we have a chance to talk about STEM and the whole idea of helping people not only choose a career, but be successful at it, it's always great to talk to you. And based on your new survey, there are some pretty big challenges to training for a role in STEM today, are there not?
Yeah, definitely. So we commissioned a study by Morning Consult, and we surveyed 14,000 people across 13 countries. Wow. And we found some misconceptions, right, across the board with students and job seekers and those who are actually in the midst of a career change. And some of the things that we found, they felt that training was too expensive. Learners told us they don't know where to start, especially students, when it comes to finding a STEM opportunity or learning more about STEM. And they also don't know enough about digital credentials and the doors those badges and credentials can open into entry-level tech jobs. So it was very interesting to see that there's still a significant gap in understanding what a STEM career is, understanding that STEM careers will increase in the future, and that there are multiple ways to take advantage of these STEM training and opportunities at STEM jobs.
Wow. And an additional key finding that I found very interesting from your survey was 61% think they're not qualified to work in a STEM job because they don't have the right academic degrees. Is there such a thing as you got to have the right academic degrees?
Yes. Yeah, so this is one of the big misconceptions, right? Because many people feel that you have to have an engineering degree or computer science degree or a four-year degree to be able to work in a STEM job. And as we know, this is not true. I mean, there are so many technical jobs that are available, entry-level jobs in cybersecurity and data analytics and you know, so many other fields that are available where you do not need a four-year degree. And in fact, companies like IBM and many other businesses are not requiring four-year degrees for many of their job postings now.
Oh, good. So there is hope for a lot of people that, as you say, have up to now had various misconceptions. Let's hopefully we clear some of those up. How, for example, is your team at IBM helping to create these pathways?
Yeah, so we made a commitment to skill 30 million people worldwide by 2030. And we are very focused on communities that have been underrepresented in STEM. So, for example, women and girls, ethnic minorities, low-income communities. Those are the ones who we are very focused on providing not just the training and the skills, but the connection to job opportunities as well. We also want to make sure that we raise awareness of the breadth of technology roles that are available across industries. I think there is a misconception that only tech industries have tech jobs, but every industry, whether you're in retail, whether you're in healthcare, every industry requires you to have tech skills, mm-hmm. and there are a plethora of tech jobs available in all different industries. So I think we have to raise more awareness of that and the multiple pathways into those roles.
And Justina, I think that's probably one of the greatest things that you just shared, that no matter what field you're in or interested in, you got to know some tech. I mean, in some cases, much more than others, but at least there is a technology angle that would do you well to have a better grasp.
Absolutely. If you're in the healthcare sector, I mean, that is one where you need experts in artificial intelligence and cybersecurity, right? There's mm-hmm. such a focus on how do you protect patients' data. If you're in the retail sector, how do you make your operations more sustainable? You need people who understand data and know how to do some basic analysis of that data to come to conclusions. So you're going to need to have tech skills no matter what industry you're in, and those jobs continue to grow.
Oh, for sure. And don't let them scare you. You know, them meaning, you know, skills required or things of that nature. You can acquire these skills very easily, especially with the kind of work that IBM's doing to help so many people.
Absolutely. I mean, we have a program called IBM Skills Build and a platform called skillsbuild.org, and it's free and open to everyone. And we have access to courses in cybersecurity and data analytics and cloud computing and so many other tech disciplines. And we also provide access to those workplace skills as well. That's important for success, right? In especially in a corporate job. So when you think about communication, leadership, time management, those are skills that are available on the platform as well.
I'm wondering if learners should just focus on technical training, or do you think there's also value in learning about professional workplace skills? Because it seems to me that they would go hand in hand.
Oh, no, they absolutely go hand in hand. You need to have both the technical skills and those workplace skills. Sometimes those are called power skills. You know, those are the skills that really help you understand how to present, right, your idea, pitch your idea, how to manage your time, how to problem solve. So those are the skills that are needed as well. And we provide access to that training on the IBM Skills Build side as well.
Oh, terrific. And of course, some of these initiatives that you've described really involve all types of certification. Some may be traditional diplomas, as well as credentials from shorter programs. So I'm wondering, should folks decide what type of training best benefits them, and how do they go about that?
Oh, there's so many choices right now. And honestly, there's no one size fits all approach. You know, many companies, as I mentioned, are no longer requiring a four-year college degree for every job posting.
Right.
So you really have to decide what's best for you. I think there is nothing wrong with obtaining a digital credential as a way to upskill yourself in a role, or if you want to move into an entry-level role in a tech field. And also, as you are pursuing a four-year college degree, you know, it's great to pursue a digital credential to support your diploma as well. So there are so many different paths. And I think what's great is that people have more choices now than they ever had.
It not only looks good on a resume, but it makes a difference.
Yes, it does. And we have so many examples of people who are able to get an IBM branded badge right, after they've gone through the learning paths on the platform, and they've been able to get good paying jobs that help themselves and their families.
For sure. Where can our audience go for more info about these various IBM programs?
Yeah, so to learn more about IBM's programs, you could visit ibm.com/impact. But to specifically take advantage of our free training, you can go to skillsbuild.org.
Skillsbuild.org. Terrific. And you do offer so many opportunities for folks from all walks of life, and as you mentioned, all around the world for that matter, that it's really good to know. And a lot of people, understandably and rightly so, want to get involved in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Don't be afraid of it. And it's like, oh, engineering, I don't have any clue. Well, you don't have to. If maybe it's a science thing, maybe more the technology angle. Maybe you're good at math or want to be. There's all sorts of opportunities. So visit skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer for IBM, always a delight to chat with you. And we thank you for spending a few minutes again with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Again, skillsbuild.org. I'm Dave Graveline. Visit our site anytime at your convenience, and we'll link you there, too. You'll see what Justina and her team are up to, and you should absolutely take advantage of these various programs. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned as Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.